It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy. Glorious hit of the Cup of Joe right there. Hey, welcome to Archive Friday. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, too. I hope you guys got some plans. Do something, you know, give you a chance to breathe something cool. Do something for yourself this weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, today, taking you back on an Archive Friday, 2011, I think, actually. I think Andy's on this one. Always cool to hear from the B. And Star Trek fans, Uhura, Lieutenant Uhura, Nichelle Nichols, join the show. Here she is on Archive Friday. Are you ready?
Is she here?
Space.
The final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission.
Nichelle, you know.
To explore strange new worlds. To seek out new life.
I'm playing the music underneath us because I just can't bring you on without playing the Star Trek theme. There you go. There we go. And I had to get through the dialogue part at the beginning. Nichelle Nichols, ladies and gentlemen, joins us on the phone. Good morning, Nichelle. How are you?
I am doing just great. Is this Greg?
Yes, it is. This is Greg. We've got Roadkill and
good morning.
Here. We're out here in New England. It's a pleasure to get a chance to talk to you.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
And you got Roadkill?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We do. Yes, we do. You know,
that's cool.
I have to say, and I want to start out by saying this, I think of you often. I'm not what you would call a Trekkie. I saw the show. I loved the show. Everybody did. Star Trek. But I think of you every time I see somebody with a Bluetooth earpiece on.
Oh, that's right.
You,
yes.
You should get a check from everybody wearing a Bluetooth unit. Should send Nichelle Nichols, Lieutenant Uhura, a check because she started it all.
That's right.
Way back
yes.
then. You know?
From your mouth to God's ear.
There's a special coming on the Science Channel. They explore the legacy of the Star Trek phenomenon with the definitive 2-hour special television event called Trek Nation. And this is kind of an inside look through Gene Roddenberry's, is it his son, Nichelle, that put this together?
This young man is Roddenberry Jr.
Yeah.
He is brilliant. And it's literally a son's journey in finding out and learning more about his father through going through Star Trek, because he actually really wasn't raised on it.
Right.
He was out having fun with his friends.
Yeah.
And Gene died when he was 17.
Wow.
So he didn't really know as much about Gene as half the world did.
You would think.
Not all the world.
Yeah, you would think. Well, I mean, because teenagers, you know how it is. I mean, when you have kids, they want to do their own thing, and they don't want to follow. They don't want to. If dad's whole life overshadows the kid's life, he's going to want to go do his own thing.
Opposite, yeah.
And not know and not really look into it. And that's interesting. He looks into it and finds out what Trekkies are all about. Go ahead, Scotty.
At what point did you realize
he went in depth to get hours of exclusive footage that's never being seen from his family collection. He's found out things about his mom and dad and their wonderful love story and how Gene has influenced the whole world with Star Trek. It just changed the face of television forever.
Oh, it did. It certainly did. Wednesday night at 8 p.m. on Science is when it's on. Roadkill's got a question for you, Nichelle.
At what point did you realize that you were involved with something that just wasn't going to go away?
I guess on my first day of shooting.
Yep. Really?
I didn't know until then because I wasn't in the first pilot.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And I was away in Europe. And my agent, I got a call from my agent, said, come home quick, they're doing Star Trek. And I refused to come because I didn't know what a Star Trek was.
Right, right.
Even though Gene Roddenberry had given me my first guest star billing in his series 3 years before Star Trek ever came on, called The Lieutenant.
Yeah.
And so I knew Gene, but I didn't know he was attached to this thing called Star Trek. So my agent talked me into coming home, and and I went to meet with the producers and whoever, and that's when I found out it was Gene Roddenberry. Wow, Mr. Roddenberry.
Yeah.
What are you doing here? He says, oh, I have a little something to do with this.
See, I like that. Now, Nichelle, let me ask you this. Was there ever a time when you kind of resisted what it became after the show? I think it only ran like a few years, I know, but its effect was everlasting, Star Trek. Was there ever a time when you kind of resisted it and said, enough for me?
No. I mean, it's like something enormously wonderful happens to you that changes your life, and you're part of something magical that changes the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that you run from. It's something you embrace.
Good for you.
And I think Rod, in his discovery through making this wonderful film, learned more about his father, which is why he delved into it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Gene Roddenberry's work and his genius in creating Star Trek defined a genre of the science fiction and television, and it's being part of something that's bigger than the whole is bigger than the one.
Right, right. It's an amazing way to tell the story, too, because I would never have expected Gene Roddenberry, who's a legend in television, certainly science fiction fans, I mean, his name, you know, I don't even have to explain that. But the fact that his own kids wouldn't have an idea of what he created is actually, it's a really interesting premise. Makes me want to see the special, even if it was somebody else, you know what I mean? That's just a great premise when a kid goes back and discovers, you know, how his dad's work has affected pretty much the entertainment industry and people throughout the world. Very interesting.
And he did a brilliant job. I don't know if you've seen it yet.
Not yet.
But it's a two-hour special.
Mm-hmm.
And he really, there are even parts of the movie from the family's collection of film and pictures that he never knew existed.
Yeah, that's wild. Can I ask you, I want to ask you this, and I don't know if it makes sense as a question or not, but I mean, I know that you were the only woman that was a regular star on the show. I mean, that was a recognizable character, one of the co-stars of the show. And at that time in the 60s, I mean, the women's movement was gaining strength and everything. Did you ever look at your role on Star Trek through those eyes of maybe, you know?
Well, not only women rise in importance in the universe, but every night you're turning on the television, it changed the world.
Yeah.
Every night you turn on television, and it was the and you could see Martin Luther King and people walking and marching for freedom.
Right.
And here is a television show that's saying freedom is all. It all worked out.
Right.
And when I met Dr. Martin Luther King, I thanked him for. He said he wanted to meet me. He was one of my greatest fans.
That's awesome.
And I turned to say, "Oh, surely I'll meet him." And I thought it was a trekker, you know,
right.
Old kid. He said, "Yes, Miss Nichols, I am that trekker."
That's a good thing.
Now that was something that, if that isn't startling and horrible, and here he was. Going to do that on his way to do that great speech in Washington.
Yeah.
And I've been to the mountain.
Yeah, I have a dream speech.
I have a dream.
Right.
And when I thanked him and said, "Well, thank you so much, Dr. King. I'm going to miss my co-stars." And he said, and he became very serious. "What are you talking about?" And I said, "Well, this was after the first season,
right,
or about the end of the first season." I told Gene that I would be leaving the show and thanked him very much. And Dr. King turned on me and said, "You can't do that. You cannot do that."
That's right.
This is not a black character or a female character. This is an equal character. For the first time, we're being seen as we should be seen,
right,
as equals on TV.
Wow.
This is what we're fighting for. you cannot leave. I took the rest of the weekend and thought about that, went back and told Gene Roddenberry if he still wanted me to stay. I had just been indicted.
That is a great story. I did not know that. That is amazing.
Oh, gosh.
That is amazing.
And he was a great admirer of Dr. King. I told him, Dr. King said, besides, that's the only show that my wife, Coretta, and I allow our little children to stay up and watch.
Wow.
You are their hero.
That's great. That's great. Nichelle, it's a real pleasure to get a chance to talk to you. It's 8 o'clock on Wednesday night. It's called Trek Nation. It sounds very intriguing. I can't wait to see it. And thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it.
I'm looking so forward to for it to be on the air, and I thank you all so much.
Thank you very much, Nichelle. All the best. Okay, we were running late, but that was, I didn't know that. That's an awesome story.
Oh, yeah. I've always thought she was
she's an older woman, obviously, so you got to give her some, you know what I mean, but that was great.
I wanted to ask her about the red shirts. Because that was always the guy on the landing party. You're like, yeah,
he ain't going
to make it.
He ain't going to bring him down to the planet. He ain't coming back.
No, he's not coming
it's
back.
The curse of the red shirt, you know? There it is. Hey, have a great weekend, everybody. We're back Monday at 5:30 in the morning. We will see you then.